Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at gaming across the state with Mike Alonzo, partner with Lewis and Roca. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, Mary Lau, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Roca, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Alonzo. He's a partner with Lewis and Roca. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. It's good to be here.
Okay, so tell me, at this point in time, what's the relative health of the Strip, and how do you break out the difference between the gaming numbers versus the everything else numbers now that it's a 64-36% split?
Well, I think the numbers, you know, it's still kind of up and down. It's a little volatile, but I think the Strip is doing better. The counts at McCarran are better. The visitor counts, the occupancy rate is higher. The ADR is creeping up. The gaming seems to be really tied to the volatility of Baccarat on the Strip, and you see that kind of work through in the numbers month by month. But I think that the... You know, it's pretty stable in terms of what's happening with the gaming versus the non-gaming. I think the craziness of what was going on before with all the retail and everything else, that's kind of died down, and there's no projects on the horizon to keep upping that. And so I think you've got stability right now.
You know, it's interesting. The Crystals Mall at City Center has turned out to be the most unbelievable high-end mall in the world.
Well, I think that, you know, the traffic that's coming in, especially the foreign traffic, and Aria has turned out to be a very nice project, and I think that's what you're kind of seeing in that retail segment. There isn't a lot of other retail going on to compete with it. Treasure Island just announced they're going to do some retail, but it's probably going to be more mid-level retail that they're going to do there, you know, as part of the Treasure Island project, and I don't think it'll affect that much. But the difference is you just don't have all the projects coming in and the uncertainty of competition and that kind of thing. It's just more stable. I mean, it's still competitive, but it's just more stable.
What do you think about the Genting product that is coming in where Echelon was? They're talking a $7 billion build-out over time, but that's a huge project.
Well, it's a huge project, and it's still kind of, I think, for me, I mean, it's great for Nevada. I think we all have to be really positive about this, that we've got a major project coming. We haven't had one in some time. But, you know, if you talk to a lot of analysts and probably the people on the Strip, they're wondering, do we really need any more hotel rooms? Do we really need any more nightclubs? Do we really need any more slot machines? All of those things. So I think on the one hand, for the construction industry and sort of just Nevada in general and the fact that there's a recovery, I think that's all really good. But at the end of the day, it's just more rooms, more of everything, and a very, very large project that may or may not bring people to Las Vegas in the numbers needed to kind of, you know, lift all boats.
Well, one of the things that's been talked about is that it's going to be an Asian resort to attract Asians to come to Las Vegas. And, of course, the big draw there, as far as I would think, is the difference in taxes that, you know, you're paying a much higher tax rate in Macau or Singapore if you have a gaming product versus the tax rates in Nevada. So suddenly that becomes, to me, a big draw and a big incentive for these companies to bring people to Nevada that are not necessarily USA gamers.
But I think that's already happening. I mean, I think sure. Las Vegas Sands, MGM, every one of them is bringing in the Asian gambler and catering to them, changing restaurants, doing all kinds of stuff to cater to that market because they're doing well, they like to gamble, they like to shop, you know. So I think that's been going on for some time. And Genting, I think, is going to add to that. I don't know how that turns out at the end of the day after they're done with a $7 billion project. We'll see.
What about, you know, Indian gaming? You know, it continues to be so successful and has come through the recovery at this point in time as well. Do you see them getting into the Las Vegas, or especially the Northern Nevada markets, as they are now moving in, for example, to Atlantic City? Do you see more of a growth of Indian gaming, or at least Indian gaming management coming into Nevada?
I think you could see it. I mean, again, Las Vegas is so highly competitive that, and, you know, prices really haven't come down for the properties. So I think it's just a tougher hurdle to get over versus Atlantic City, where there could be some low-hanging fruit right now. Atlantic City needs everything it can get. The prices of buying a casino there, some would argue that some of those ought to be shut down,
right.
But they're being transferred to somebody else. And so I think you have Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, and then you have the Seminoles out of Florida who have a lot of capital and are looking at projects in Massachusetts and in other places. And then the internet gaming, I think, is part of what they're also trying to do in Atlantic City and elsewhere to get a foothold in those places. Whether they come here in the competitive environment we live in, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, when you look at, you know, especially Lake Tahoe, you can't replicate that anywhere. I mean, it's Lake Tahoe. And yet it doesn't really fit into Caesar's model. And so they're not investing great amounts of money there. It seems like that would be a fabulous opportunity for any of the Indian casinos in Northern California to come in and snatch up a couple of properties at the lake and have a place to send people on the weekends.
You know, that's probably true, I think. I don't know. I mean, Caesars isn't, even though they seem to be in a position where they need to sell assets, pay down debt, they don't seem to be that willing to sell at fire sale prices.
Right.
So if you're one of the Indian tribes, you're going to come in, you're going to pay a fairly high multiple of cash flow in a market that's pretty unstable. And we, you know, Lake Tahoe, Reno, Sparks had several months of increases over last year, and all of a sudden we finally had a decrease over last year for, I believe, July. But so I think it's still a little bit of an unstable market, and you're paying a premium to go into a market that may not do that well. And you've got Rohnert Park about to open in October, November. It's probably going to take a 5-10% bite out of Northern Nevada. So, you know, I think if you got a deal, it would look attractive to some of those Indian casinos, but not getting a deal, I don't know how attractive it is.
What do you say, though, about the idea that, you know, Northern Nevada just needs to increase its marketing because it needs to be more competitive to be at, now, Rohnert Park, as you say, it's going in without a hotel initially, so it's going to be a locals drive-in market. But, you know, there are still a lot of attractions in Northern Nevada, the special events, just the natural beauty, the outdoors. Aren't there lots of things to market still in Northern Nevada if you want to put the money into that?
I think there are, but it's so much of it's about convenience. I mean, if you look at Thunder Valley or Cache Creek or Red Hawk, now, you know, Grayton and Rohnert Park, you're within 100 miles of, what, 12 million people or something like that, and you're in the wine country, and you're right there. You don't have to come over the hill and come into Reno. And so All of that, I think, affects Reno. And so the marketing, the Peppermill and the Atlanta seem to be holding their own. Monarch's numbers look pretty good, mostly out of Colorado.
They're pretty phenomenal.
And the stock has done very, very well. And I think the Peppermill, through investing a lot of money in their property, and those are the two properties that have done it, I think they're doing well. And the special events are helping them. Lyft is a problem, though. The air service into Reno and out of Reno is a huge problem. And I think all of them are trying to attack that problem. But it's a really big problem that goes beyond the marketing, because you can't get here and you can't get out of here. And I think all those things have to come together for this market to do better.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Alonzo when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Alonzo, partner with Lewis & Rocha. So one of the things that, to me is a defining thing about the economy in Southern Nevada is the locals market. And, do you get the sense that the locals market is starting to come back?
Well, I think there's definitely a recovery. If you look at the numbers, Boyd, they're top-line revenues were up a little bit in their last report from 10 days ago. Station, their bottom line was up. Top line was about the same, I think. But I still think it's a bit of a struggle. I mean, it's recovering, but we haven't recovered. And so I think that's going to be a while, because if you look back to kind of what we're focused on as a benchmark, the construction industry was booming. Everything was on fire, and people had that money to spend. And I think if you kind of boil it down to what's going on, the spend per visit is still down. And people are coming. All of the other indicators are there that people are coming back to the casinos, the locals' properties, but the spend per visitor is down. And I don't think you're going to get that number up until there is much more of a recovery in the local economy.
What do you think about internet gaming, internet poker in Nevada at this point? It seems to be, the numbers seem to be really taking off. I know it's not enough to make it a total business until you can get compacts with other states, but I mean, just from the initial feed, it looks pretty darn good.
Well, I think that it's obviously exciting that Nevada was first and ultimate poker, Ultimate Gaming, which is, affiliated with Station Casinos, they're way out ahead of everybody else. I mean, there's nobody that's even really come close yet in terms of getting launched. And I think part of that is related to how difficult it is to get through Nevada. Nevada's taking a pretty conservative approach to that. But having said that, I think you're going to have World Series of Poker coming online soon, and 888 Poker and some of the others. And it's a small market, but I think it gives them a foothold here. And the legislature passed, legislation just recently on the compacting with whether it's other states or foreign countries or whatever else. And I think those things are being worked through. So I think that's the baseline to get your product out there, make sure it works correctly, and spend a lot of marketing dollars trying to get the people to play, but it's still a small market. So I don't know how the numbers come out. But I think it's obviously a good start. New Jersey's going to come in probably November, December. That will take longer than everybody says, but they're going to come in with casino games as well as poker, and I think that's where a lot of the focus is going to be, is on the casino games.
Now, you think IGT is laughing all the way to the bank now because of Double Down, where a lot of gaming analysts were kind of negative about that?
Well, I think, you know, Howard Stutz wrote that article, and I think clearly the numbers show that IGT probably was ahead of its time a little bit and made a good deal, and Patty's being vindicated a little bit, Patty Hart. But, and that will flow through into those markets that have casino games, right? Because you can take the product that they've been putting out on Double Down that's doing very well, that's real product, based on the real product that's going to go into the money games, and IGT is going to sell that content to all those companies that are in New Jersey, Delaware, wherever that's going to happen, and eventually Nevada will go to a casino game as well and not just be only poker. And I think IGT will do very well because of the content that they have and the ability to get it out on a social gaming site first, and then put it on the real money game.
All right, last question here. The Cosmopolitan. Phil Ruffin on this program said a couple of years ago that it was just a question of time before Deutsche Bank had to take $1 billion or more write-down on that property. Even though they have the highest ADR on the Strip, the restaurants, the hotel are doing fantastic, but they just can't get that gaming product moving. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think at the end of the day with Cosmopolitan, it's like a lot of the, you know, you can, it's just over-leveraged. There's just it costs too much. There's too much debt, and yes, the bank owns it. But at the end of the day, you know, the only way they can sell it is by getting cash flow to a level, or sell it and get their investment back is getting cash flow to a level that they can't get it to. It's unrealistic to get that kind of multiple to get out of it what they have into it. So yeah, they're going to take a loss if they ultimately sell the property. But in the meantime, Cosmopolitan, you know, on a hotel side, retail side, the nightclubs, the hottest nightclub. And maybe now the new one at MGM is taking over. But other than the gaming side, it does very, very well in the marketplace, and it's huge competition to some of the other players, including the Hard Rock and others. I don't know how you get the gaming numbers up, because the demographic that they seem to attract aren't really the gamers. And on the table games, they have that same volatility because you've got a lot of play, but you don't have a lot of slot play, which you need.
Okay, so if there was somebody out there with $1 billion to spend or thereabouts, who would you think that might be willing to look at it?
Right now, I don't think it would be any of the traditional players. They don't want to, you know, they want to see it the next time around when it's half of that price, right?
I've heard that before from somebody.
Yeah, I just don't, it's got to be somebody who wants to come in outside the market that can get a reasonable deal. But I don't think Deutsche Bank's going to take that huge of a loss on it this time around. And it's still going to end up, I mean, the Hard Rock restructured, they still had a lot of debt. You know, it's a tough one, I think. Just too much debt.
23 cents on the dollar?
If you can get that, it might be a good deal. Even that
wow.
might be high.
Wow. Mike Alonzo, come back soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Stay connected. Find News 4 on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
I hate my old bathroom.
Is your bathtub dangerous and hard to clean? Replace that ugly bathtub with a beautiful and convenient walk-in shower from Family Custom Shower and Bath. A custom tub to shower conversion can be done usually in one day. Family Custom Shower and Bath offers the widest selection of high-grade materials, and a remodeled bathroom can improve your life as well as your home.
I love my new bathroom.
Family Custom Shower and Bath. Call 358-4500 today and ask about the money-saving senior discounts.
RC Willie has an incredible selection and items are in stock for immediate delivery. Plus, right now you can get this cruiser bike for only $49 with purchase. RC Willie.
Stay connected. Watch News 4 anytime, anywhere with the SyncBack app.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science with Truckee Meadows Community College. Mary Lau is president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Andy Barbano is editor of NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So it was an interesting week last week between the shutdowns of the embassies and the consulates and you know, people like myself were going, this is really interesting because it's happening at a time when the NSA wiretaps are coming under a lot of debate in Congress. And then the president comes out at the end of the week and has his press conference and says that there will be domestic surveillance reforms. What did you get out of this in the end? Are the American people just really concerned about this?
I think they are. I honestly think, I often believe that civil liberties somehow have been sent down the river. Nobody seems to care about our rights as provided by the Constitution. But moments like this, I think, really challenge. Under the circumstances, I honestly don't think there was anything that the Obama administration was doing that was actually illegal. It was all passed by Congress. But I think it took these events to get the attention of the public, and they'd like to see this backed up a bit.
You know, we saw in the previous administration that fear was a major factor in allowing all kinds of surveillance and saying, well, if we don't do this, then, you know, all kinds of terrible things are going to happen here in the homeland. And, you know, one of the first things the Obama administration did was get rid of the color-coded warning system that no Congress people that ever came on the show ever knew what the threat level was. Do you think it's a case of trying to scare us again so that the NSA can continue on with what they're doing?
I think, which one? The closures of the embassies? Well, I think that kind of may have been an overreaction, but then, I mean, Benghazi was such a disaster that if he didn't overreact to something else the next time and there was a problem, that would probably just be the end and everybody would just be done with any sort of surveillance stuff whatsoever. But they did overreact. I mean, it was horrible, horrible. 9/11, you know, we'll never see something that devastating again, I hope, in our lifetime, or any lifetime, that is. But it was almost like the Patriot Act became, if you could run the perfect spy organization, what would you do? If you could have the perfect organization, you could get all the information, you could do whatever you wanted to do, how would you frame a bill? And then they wrote it for them. And I think Fred's right. It went too far, or people weren't understanding how far it was, because your cell phone's been a tracking device since day one, and your conversations have never been private. I mean, I can't even remember the old movie years and years ago with the screens all over the place and bleepers or bloopers or where everybody was listening in on every conversation. Been there, done that. I mean, it's never been a secret.
Mr. Barbano?
I think, what may have been the last TV show Mills Lane ever did before his stroke about 11 years ago. My guests were Mills Lane and then NAACP President Lonnie Feimster. And we spent a lot of time expressing concern and delivering warnings about what we saw in the Patriot Act back then. Patriot Act, that sounds good. Look where we are today. The late, great Travis T. Hipp forecast over 20 years ago that he saw soft shoe fascism afoot in the United States, and his prediction and the predictions of Mr. Lane and Mr. Feimster have sadly come true.
Change of topic here. Eric Holder about to announce that the Justice Department is seeking to curtail stiff drug sentences, and part of the way they're going to do that is by not discussing the amounts, because our prison system is out of control. There are so many people in jail. The percentage in the United States is so much greater than anywhere else in the world. Your thoughts?
Welcome to politics again.
No, welcome to racism.
They
Most of them
doing
are minorities in humongous
disproportion.
That's not the point, though, Andy. The point is he turned around and every politician runs on tough on crime.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and make these gigantic sentences that people can't even understand or do. I mean, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, it went so far all of our drug laws, they went so far. And now, unfortunately, Holder does not have a good relationship with Congress. And Congress is going to have to change those laws if we're going to clean up the federal prisons. And yes, there has been racial profiling. And yes, there is a lot of minorities in there because that's where all the problems seem to occur. And again, it's social. It is not legal where people end up in jail.
Okay, Andy.
Oh, well, we live in a society now where it's open season on little black kids. It's Trayvon Martin was the Emmett Till of 2011. And again, soft shoe fascism, loosen the land, incarcerating the disfavored, the black, and the brown.
Fred?
Over $80 billion a year spent on incarceration in the United States. That in itself is criminal. 75% of those in jail are for property crimes, not for crimes against others. So I actually think that Holder is showing leadership in sort of indicating that we need to recorrect some of our penalties for non-cartel-related drug figures. I think this is a good first step. We're going to have to do more.
And it's helping his legacy because Fast and Furious would have been his legacy otherwise. This may be a different legacy.
Yeah, and it's typical in politics. We just go from one side to the other side instead of down a common sense middle. And when people start screaming, we want tough on crime, we give you tough on crime. Then people start saying all of a sudden it's too much. Now we're going to another. You have to just change the laws and abide by it.
State legislatures have been, if anything, worse than Congress on putting mandatory sentencing in. So you expect the Nevada state legislature to loosen up on mandatory sentencing laws, Mary?
Good luck on that.
Yeah, and that's where you got to leave it. We're out of time. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
You know, Carson City is a great place to live and raise a family. But an auto accident can change all of that in the blink of an eye.
If you've been injured, call us right away. Take the first step.
I'm Brian Samudio with KRNV News 4.
And I'm Eric Laction from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 50th anniversary Reno Air Races are coming September 11th through the 15th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated Mercedes-Benz of Reno is proud to once again sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's Reno Air Races.
5 days of heart-pounding racing action, plus a special appearance by Breitling's Jetman.
Catch all the excitement at the Reno Air Races, then stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno and discover the Mercedes-Benz of Reno difference.
At Dolan Auto Group, it's the little things that make a big difference for our customers.
We call it the Dolan difference.
From sales to service, we go the extra mile to make every customer feel like their family.
Add to that our low price promise. We'll beat any deal in Nevada on a new Toyota, Scion, Lexus, Mazda, or Kia.
And there's no wonder locals have been coming back for over 30 years.
Experience the Dolan difference for yourself.
The Dolan Auto Group. Get in
and join the family.
Join your community for Hope Fest August 23rd and help local cancer patients with a free benefit concert from MTV's top pop group Mosaic.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Coming up on our next broadcast, Marilyn Newton, photographer extraordinaire.